Fanning your gift into flame. Today, on the Ultimate Ground Rules.
But I have raised you up for this very purpose, that I might show you my power, and that my name might be proclaimed in all the earth.
3, 2, 1. Welcome to the Ultimate Ground Rules, a podcast built specifically to encourage, empower, and strengthen the faith of coaches as they live out their God-given purpose
to develop the next generation of leaders.
And now, your host, Dave Pritchard.
Hello and welcome to the Ultimate Ground Rules. I am your host, Dave Pritchard. I'm always grateful that you have chosen to take a few moments of your valuable time to join us on the show. Our goal is to encourage you as a coach so that you can have a greater impact on your players. If we accomplish that, please like, share, and subscribe to the show so we can reach as many coaches as possible. Today, I want to take a look at the idea of using your giftedness. In order to do this, there must be a complete trust in God, which leads to a lack of fear. This is exactly what we see in 2 Timothy chapter 1, verses 6 and 7. It says this, "For this reason I remind you to fan into flame the gift of God, which is in you through the laying on of hands. For God gave us a spirit not of fear, but of power and love and self-control." Paul here is writing to his young disciple Timothy and is encouraging him that he has been gifted by God. God desires to use him in a special way, and because of this, Timothy is charged to fan into flame his gifts and to use them. His gifts aren't to be hidden, his gifts aren't to be wasted. But here's the trick. Fear often gets in the way. See, we're no different than Timothy. God has specifically gifted you with certain gifts and talents, and I believe that those are given to you so that you can use them as a coach. But like I said, fear often gets in the way. I know in our baseball program, we speak about fear a lot, and in my opinion, there's two types of players, and I imagine that this would apply to any sport. There are those who play out of fear, and those who play who are hunting success. If fear is the primary motivator, or if it's the primary controlling factor, then you'll always be limited. For example, a player who plays out of fear will always take what appears to be the safe or the easy way. And what happens is this limits the amount of success that they can have. More often than not, playing out of fear also leads to mistakes and, quite frankly, a miserable experience for all involved. But why? Well, here's why. Because that's not how we were designed to operate. And that's exactly what Paul is telling Timothy. God didn't design you to be fearful. He designed you with a spirit of power, and that power comes directly from trusting in Him. This allows you to use your gifts that you've been given and fulfill the plan that God has specifically for your life. As a coach, there can be many pressures that may cause you to make decisions or act based out of fear. We know that this is true for our players, and yet we can easily miss that this is just as true for us as coaches. Plain and simple, if we don't want our players to act out of fear, then we as coaches must lead by example. Today I want to encourage you with the very words of Paul. You, coach, were not given a spirit of fear by God. What you have been given are unique gifts that you can use as a coach to impact your players and change lives. So don't let fear hold you back. Trust in God and His plan for your life. And in doing so, you can greatly impact the lives of others around you and become both the man and the leader that God has designed you to be. Thanks again for joining us on the show today. Don't forget to like, share, and subscribe to the podcast so we can reach as many coaches as possible with a word of encouragement. Never forget, your job is important. God loves you and He has a plan for you. Continue to build tomorrow's leaders and stand firm in the faith.